The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Norton kicked one goal, one. Is that another scalp for Sam DeConing?
Oh, absolutely. He was fantastic. And it wasn't until the last quarter, Kingy, that we even saw Norton get on the lead, and then he took one contested mark. But that's just a brilliant night work for doesn't even have to be a young key back, just any key back. Norton's a quality player. He's young himself, but Sam, it was fantastic.
The thing you don't notice if you're not live is just his ability to play read. There was times when he let Norton drift right up the field and get a kick, and then he'd drift back. And then there was a passage of play early where he left his man. He read the ball coming in. He left Norton, got across, impacted the contest. He obviously has a great game sense, and when you play that position, you're not going to get it right 100% of the time. But just watching him live, he has a great... And the one who used to do it really well was Matthew Scarlett. He'd know when to let his man go and get maybe a cheap kick at half back, and then go back and clog up where he wanted to kick it to. And there was a number of occasions when... I mean, Norton today has ended up with 11 possessions, 5 marks and kicked 1 goal, 1. I reckon 3 of those 5 marks were probably taken on the wing or at half back, where he was just allowed to. It's a element of his game that, you know, sitting at home, you just see his contest work to Koning, but I think he's a really good play reader.
Fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. Torquay Road in Grovedale is where you'll find the showroom. Benny, the KFC Twitter, we've fired it up and we've got it underway, and we're happy to take your calls too as well, Cap fans. 52-232-955. 52-232-955. Next level skirmish double pass to give away to our best caller or texter. 0456-955-955. That's 0456-955-955 is how you can text us this evening. But for KFC, join the KFC workforce and have loads of fun. careers.kfc.com.au. What's some of the sentiment as the Cats make their way off the field and down into the rooms where Jason Doherty will be waiting patiently for them?
Scott at Excalibur Fire. In a tough game, great to come through with a win against a quality opposition. Love Stanley's last quarter, made a big difference. Bailey will enjoy a couple of weeks, I suspect, talking about Bailey Smith. He had a little tete-a-tete with Zach Tui. Jackie D, Sam DeConing, you are a star. Claire Cairns, I'm going to pay for it tomorrow. Have to be up at 6, but had to see the end. George Templin survived. A tough dog's fight, but let's be honest, going from 40 points up to one strike kick isn't the sort of thing that championship teams do. The Cats used to be ruthless when getting that far ahead.
Yeah, but this is a different Geelong team. Yeah,
very different. Andrew Daly always joins us. He was disappointed for half the game, but plenty. But 4 points is 4 points at the end of the day. It all helps now. Don't have to win pretty, but it certainly helps. So Cat fans up and about. And Liam Scales just in great time for the bye for the Cats.
Here we go down for the song. Jace is in the rooms. Here's the Cats. Very joyous in the Cats room. Jace, down to you. What's the situation?
Yes, the boys have just come in, obviously sung the song, and it was good to see Tom Stewart in the ring with the boys. So he's up and about as well, smiling and looks okay. So we'll have a player shortly, hopefully.
No worries. Very good. Do your best. Apparently one TV station's attempt at post-match humour is being tried again. So try and avoid the TV cameras where you can, or having your interview taken over if you possibly can, Jace. Players are just loitering around. Jace is going to do some of his finest producing work, because he's our EP, unfortunately, with us. Laurie Hill, not with us this evening. Clocked off. Clocked off for the week.
Doesn't travel to Melbourne anymore, I hear. Is that right?
So the Cats, they're just milling around player-wise, so we're just waiting to hear who we're having a chat with. We're happy to have a chat with you on the K-Rock open line, 52-232-955. You've got more KFC tweets coming through, Benny?
Yeah, Carly just saying love SDK's work and Jezza. Other one too is H the Cat. SDK and Jeremy Cameron, and I'll throw in Atkins. Even Stanley did well in the last quarter. But SDK is star quality, so a lot of love for Sam DeConing. He seemed like a really humble sort of kid. And poor Marinelli suggesting Stephen Wells shopping at Aldi on a Wednesday in the middle aisle, giving away picks for Jeremy Cameron. His real worth is 5 first rounders and a 4th rounder. Ross Mueller, wow, what a roller coaster.
Yep.
Carrot football will take that. Enjoy the bye, Geelong Cats. So Plenty of Garen Lawrence, really proud, brave effort. Losing Stewart was huge, and we recovered in the last. Leroy Latham Atkins is in a rare patch of form. He is playing really well, Tom Atkins. He's just a real sort of Swiss Army type player. He's playing 69 Swiss Army knife, is it? Is it a Swiss Army knife?
Yeah.
He's one of those sorts.
So,
of
any other armies allowed to use a Swiss Army knife, or is it only the Swiss Army?
The Norwegians sometimes. They've got their own knife.
Yeah, right.
What?
What about Dirk?
The Bolivian
Did
Army.
Dirk bring one
Yeah, Dirk, Dirk, very quickly, Dirk Hartog. Just give us a very, very brief synopsis of Dirk Hartog.
This is off the KFC Twitter. Someone sent this in. Dirk Hartog was a 17th century Dutch sailor and explorer.
No, I was right.
Dirk Hartog's expedition was the second European group to land in Australia. And how on earth did Ben Casanelli manage to get that in to a football call? That is a very good question.
I go away and I spend half my week wondering about half the stuff that Ben comes up with.
Only half?
I just think...
Like, 70%.
Michelle Abraham's suggesting, imagine if we played a full game and not just two quarters. I think when you're playing a really good opposition, you're not going to have the game on your terms for the whole four quarters.
So anybody who thought Geelong were going to win 28-8 to 4-20...
Yeah.
Which is, if you extrapolated the quarter time score, that just doesn't happen.
I think, as Neil D pointed out, if you were a betting man at three quarter time, you were getting on the Dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'd pants Geelong over the second and third quarters, and Geelong to find a way was fantastic. But it just footy, when you're against good, you might play a North or someone, you get on top, and the game's a dawdle. But these games, the momentum's going to be against you, and the good sides hold up when it's against them. They don't get scored against heavily.
Absolutely. Look, I'm just whipping through some of the KFC Twitter here that we can't read out, that apparently in the second and third quarters, Geelong didn't have a player who understood how to play AFL footy. And they've somehow beaten the team that were fighting for their lives to stay in the finals. Look, yes, it's frustrating. We get that. But there are opponents. It's not training. It's not witches' hats. And the Geelong fans should have enjoyed, although it was tight and was a roller coaster, should really enjoy this game. The Bulldogs had unbelievable momentum for two quarters. And they've come away and the Cats have won by 13 points. Great. Great stuff, Friday night footy, you beauty.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Cat fans, if you're in the car on the way home from Marvel Stadium, make sure you jump on the line, give us a call. Got the Next Level Skirmish double pass to give away. Anything off the text line, Benny, keep an eye on that for 0456-955-955. That's 0456-955-955. And the KFC Twitter, always jump on that. Join the KFC workforce and have loads of fun. careers.kfc.com.au. A little bit happening on the text line, Benny. Just fire through some of those for us.
Yep. Mitch Nevitt, no game at all this weekend. Happy to slot him at Grovey to keep him match fit.
Well, based on the fact that Grovedale have been decimated by COVID.
They might get in.
Mitch Nevitt can go back to where he was 12 months ago and potentially have a run around in the... In the Grovey ones tomorrow against St Albans.
And, all the best for the call tonight, lads. Tom from Collingwood, join us. Good to hear Benny's keeping his hands to himself.
Well, that's only Sweet. Because we aren't on the big screen at Marvel Stadium, and unfortunately, Ben wandering hands, Casanilia.
So, Abel Tasman was also a Dutch explorer. I can give you a history lesson on him as well, Kingy. That's from John Brisbane.
John in Brisbane. There is a K-Rock beanie coming your way.
And one last one from John from Brisbane. Also highlights tonight, Jess's Cameron 6 goals and Johnny Cochran comparison.
Yeah.
Gold.
Yeah. John, Beanie is coming. I have been a little bit lax with that. We're going to take a break. David Collins is producing in my ear. Absolute gold and telling me, go to a break, Kingy. It's usually go to a break, Dave. Fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Give us a call. Carrick football on a Friday night. We've seen the Cats win a cracker by 13 points over the Dogs, 83-70. Thanks to Abco Cafe 24-7. Lip Breathe, K-Rock.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.